Well, you write about her with such affection and understanding. I'm curious to know, at what point in the writing of this book did you feel closest to her? Did you feel that you'd really gotten to the heart of what you were looking for?
Generous of you to say, but I have to say, you know, we started our conversation with this talk of mystery and elusiveness, and I kind of felt like she stayed that way in deep ways that I admire. But I obviously, like a lot of biographers, was drawn to my subject because of the affection I already had for her work. And I loved Mockingbird as a kid, and was very drawn to the character of Scout. For one reason, I think that I was so interested in Harper Lee's childhood, and that's I'm the middle of three daughters, and I love the Lee children and the kind of stair-step household. And I truly delighted in getting to see some of the correspondence. You know, she had two sisters and a brother, and her brother died quite young, but the sisters lived quite a long time, and she was very close with them, and they were part of the reason she came and went from Alabama. So I felt extremely close to her in those moments, reading the correspondence between the sisters and the way, you know, I feel like to some extent, I'm not the youngest, but my sisters, I think, worried about what I was going to do for a living because, my goodness, you know, these writers, how do they find their way in the world? And it's quite sweet in 1959 for Harper Lee's sisters to be worried she won't be able to, you know, afford to be a writer.
Of course.
One year away from Mockingbird. So I think the family dynamics are very interesting to me. And I also think, to some extent, you know, her adult struggle to figure out whether she was, you know, a literary Manhattanite. Mm-hmm. Or she was a small-town Southern girl, that feels very familiar to me. And it's a very fruitful struggle both to figure out, you know, the relationship you have, the place from whence you came. And I think that's something she and Tom Radney, the lawyer in the book, would have talked a lot about. And it's certainly meaningful to me. I live one county over from where I grew up, and I've always wanted to be a writer but have never lived in New York. And so I was very interested and felt quite close to her in that struggle to figure out, you know, who she was going to be in relationship to the place from which she came. And in particular, she has that in common with all sorts of Southern writers, figuring out, you know, their relationship to place and history. So those are very familiar questions and concerns for me. And not that we have the same set of beliefs or that we reach the same conclusions, but I felt very close to her in those ways. But it's so funny you had me read this bit about Horseshoe Bend. One way in which I have nothing in common with Harper Lee is that I love to write. I find it very joyful. I feel blessed every day I get to get up and do it. And, you know, I come from a family where a lot of the folks are, you know, really blue collar and work hard. And it's always just felt like such a gift to me to be able to spend time interviewing people and reading and learning and just to get to work at a desk with my mind. And so in some ways that was the hardest part for me, was to try and figure out, you know, to have sympathy for this writer who did struggle and who valorized that struggle and who could really just back herself into the corner of work.
Right.
So, you know, a lot of things in common, but some fundamental differences. And, you know, I've never struggled with any kind of addiction, I think, the way that she really did. And so there again, it was important to be sensitive and to really learn as much factually as I could about that struggle in order to represent it responsibly and astutely on the page. So some of that comes from difference, and some of that comes from what we have in common. But it's very kind of you to say there's affection in it. I've always said, and in fact said to a lot of people close to her in an effort to get to talk to them, but also completely sincerely, you know, I wanted the book to be a love letter to her.
Oh, it is.
That it would show people she was just so much more cosmopolitan and worldly and intelligent than they might ever have thought. You know, this is a writer who would sign a letter, you know, quote, with the word that evaded Tolstoy, love, Nell.
Yes.
You know, and all of a sudden we know she's reading the Russians. And this is the small town woman. And so I hope that at the end of the day, she just is a bigger intellect and a more complicated writer and thinker maybe than folks, you know, when they read Mockingbird as a seventh or eighth grader might have thought she ever was.
Right.